Can we go back to how I met Carlos?
Please.
And you asked everybody.
I know you, you didn't meet him in the movie theater.
Anyway, I met Carlos in high school through some common friends that we both had that we didn't know that they knew each other and stuff. I remember him seeing him, a friend had introduced us, and I remember him seeing him with a band called The Mockers. And I went up to this guy's house and I went, oh my God, somebody just introduced me to him. And now he's going to play with these people. I want some of that. And a friend of ours, and back when said we had another drummer and another bass player, said, don't worry about it. They practice up at a friend of mine's house every Thursday and Friday night. They have a band. I went, oh, okay. So I got out of that one. And they brought me up there, and Carlos was so nice to say, hey, it's okay to bring Congress. Sure, let's do that. I liked him because he played different from anybody I had ever heard. And back then, I was listening to Cal Jader, Olasete, Willy Bobo, Victor Pantoja, just a whole lot, Wes Montgomery, a whole lot of different people. And Carlos just had something different about the way he played and the way he approached playing. I remember at times, once we had got together, me and Carlos used to go to the Fillmore a lot and see other groups. And we'd go stand in front of the stage and only wait for them to play three songs. And they only had three songs to do it, and we would look at each other and go, they don't got it. And so it was very much, to me, it was very much like an athlete going like, okay, these guys are really great, but we got something different. So it was very much his approach to the guitar and music that that inspired me to play with him. And like I said, I wanted some of that. And here we are.
Brilliant.